Some parents of those with autism, as well as nonprofit organizations, are hoping to see more support for their children as they enter adulthood. As the government continues to uplift the vulnerable, these parents say more initiatives to help their children find a job or live independently will go some way in easing their worries. Richa Matthews reports.
Kain Chu has gone through many struggles to bring up her son who has nonverbal autism. Kain says seeking professional help for his condition was financially challenging.
For someone who was homeschooling, if I sought outside services that's outside of the school context, it's all going to come out of my pocket.
When her son Sebastian entered his teens, there were other issues.
From the time he turned 15 until he turned 20, I essentially thought I was going to die by the time he was hitting 20, and I was receiving a lot of, I was on the receiving end of a lot of attacks from him.
When the situation didn't improve, Kain had to make the difficult decision of moving her son overseas with a carer.
If I always stayed by Sebastian's side, he couldn't grow up. Every time things went wrong, he would always come, you know, running towards me. But with the carers, he had to learn to be, you know, this young man.
Now, 6 years down the road, he cooks his own meals, enjoys his art, and has even picked up carpentry. With help from a psychologist, Kain and her son share a healthier relationship. While she's more optimistic about his future, the same cannot be said for some others.
We've heard much feedback from parents of older students in the schools who are very worried about the future of their children after graduation, particularly for those who may not be realistically placed in employment after they graduate from school.
For Jingyi Chan, she had to consider her options when her 8-year-old son was diagnosed with autism a year ago. She even thought about living overseas as she learned of schemes which could help her son through adulthood. But with the government here stepping up efforts to improve support for vulnerable groups, she's rethinking her plans.
I feel that if the government were to provide more subsidized or even free therapy sessions to children with special needs, that would be very helpful. Aside from that, I would think that school teachers, especially primary school teachers, should be given some kind of formal training in understanding the different types of special needs.
Her hope is for her son to stay put so that he can realize his aspirations in the country he calls home.